Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych has spoken in public for the first time since striking a controversial economic deal with Russia, despite massive anti-government rallies from pro-European Union protesters. Stefan Boss reports.
Speaking in a televised interview with some hand-picked journalists, Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych defended a deal with Moscow for his economically troubled nation. Under the agreement, Moscow pledged to buy $15 billion worth of Ukrainian state bonds and to reduce Russian natural gas for Ukrainian customers by a third. Yet Yanukovych signed the agreement despite massive protests from pro-EU demonstrators who want him and the government to leave office after refusing to sign the European Union Association Agreement. Senior Western diplomats, ranging from EU foreign ministers and parliamentarians to US officials, have in recent weeks attended and expressed support for the sprawling demonstrations on Kiev's Independence Square. Assistant US Secretary of State Victoria Nuland was even seen giving out sandwiches to protesters, while American Senator John McCain addressed the crowd, telling them the free world was with them. However, Yanukovych condemned foreign nations for what he called meddling in Ukraine's internal affairs. He said it's very important other countries don't interfere in our internal questions and that they don't consider themselves the masters here, anywhere, on this square or anywhere else. Yanukovych said, however, he will not run for re-election in 2015 if he felt he might lose. Yet protesters say they see no reason to wait the whole of 2014 and half of 2015 in what they call a political horror. I can't say exactly if the president hears us or not, says this young man about the president's latest television interview. I have the impression that even if he hears us, he hardly understands us. At least his behavior proves he has been living in his own world of illusions. That's my impression. He and others fear Russia will use its economic clout to re-establish influence over Ukraine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has denied wrongdoing, saying the bailout was driven by a desire to help a neighbor that was in dire straits and wasn't aimed at breaking off Ukraine's ties with the EU. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.